to the question of human rights, you spoke very powerfully on the issue during your State of the Union address. You showed that you had the defector in the First Lady's box with the crutches who escaped. And you, at that point, said that North Korea has more brutally oppressed its people than any other regime on Earth. Do you still believe that is the case, having sat down with Kim Jong-un? And does he need to change that?
John, I believe it's a rough situation over there. There's no question about it. And we did discuss it today pretty strongly. I mean, knowing what the main purpose of what we were doing is, denuking, but discussed it in at pretty good length. And we'll be doing something on it. It's rough. It's rough in a lot of places, by the way. Not just there, but it's rough. And we will continue that, and I think ultimately we'll agree to something. But it was discussed at length outside of the nuclear situation, one of the primary topics.
But do you think that needs...
This technology is transformed everything. When you empower the kids, it allows them to see themselves in a multitude of ways that weren't there before.
We're signing a very important document, a pretty comprehensive document, and we've had a really great term together, a great relationship. We're both very honored to sign the document. Thank you.
Today, we had a historic meeting and decided to leave the past behind, and we are about to sign a historic document.
중대한 변화를 보게 될 것입니다.
The world will see a major change.
오늘과 같은 이런 자리를 위해서 노력해 주신 트럼프 대통령께 사의를 표합니다.
I would like to express my gratitude to President Trump to make this meeting happen.
감사합니다.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Tremendous success together. And we'll solve the issue.
I feel really great. We're going to have a great discussion. And I think tremendous success. We'll be tremendously successful. And it's my honor. And we will have a terrific relationship, I have no doubt.
Mr. Chairman, it's a great honor to be with you. And I know we'll have tremendous success together. And we'll solve the issue. Problem, a big dilemma that until this point has been unable to be solved. And working together, we will get it taken care of. So, good on. Thank you.
I'm
going
to
overcame all kinds of skepticism and speculations about this and this coming. And I believe that this is a big relief to people. I believe so.
What surprised you today about Kim Jong-un?
Really, he's got a great personality. He's a, you know, funny guy. He's a very smart guy. He's a great negotiator. He loves his people. Not that I'm surprised by that, but he loves his people. And I think that we have a, you know, the start of an amazing deal. We're going to de-nuke North Korea. It's going to start immediately. And a lot of other things are happening, including getting the remains back. You know, it's been... I know you've been so involved in so many ways in North Korea, but getting the remains back, Greta, is so important to so many people. They've called me. They've written me letters. Please, can you do it? And he's agreed to do that. Thousands of people, so, you know, who died in the war. So that's a big deal.
So you put the human rights issue on the table today, and he reacted how?
Very well. I mean, we obviously were talking about the denuclearization 90% of the time, but we put a lot of other things, including human rights were mentioned. Getting the remains back were a big factor. In fact, we put it in the document. We're able to get that in the document. We got a lot of good things in that document. That was far beyond what anyone thought was going to happen.
Give me some sort of behind the scenes. Did you issue an ultimatum to him? Did he issue an ultimatum to you? What was the reaction to back and forth?
Not an ultimatum. We, you know, we've been dealing for 3 months, really, and we've been dealing through our various representatives, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who's done a really fantastic job. So we've been dealing for a pretty good period of time. And when we met today, we got along right from the beginning. You know, for me, it's this is hour number 25. I haven't been sleeping for 25 hours. It's been a big, long negotiation. And I'm very proud of it. It starts a process, you know, that could have ended up in a war, that could have ended up with many millions of people. You know North Korea very well. Seoul has 28 million people. That could have ended up with millions of people dead, and we're going to end up with a deal.
All right. What about our troops? Are they staying in South Korea?
Yeah, they're going to stay. We didn't even discuss that. That wasn't discussed. We are going to get out of the war games that cost so much money. You know, where we, because I think, number one, it's very provocative, and I want to do it, and I think they're very happy about it because it is so provocative, but it costs a fortune to do it, and we won't do that as long as we're negotiating in good faith.